Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Trump administration has now adopted an international definition of anti-Semitism that is widely used by governmental agencies, including the State Department. It explicitly now defines Judaism as not only a religion, but also an ethnic origin. That is anti-Semitism, to discriminate on the basis of someone's Jewish practices or their Jewish ethnic origin is anti-Semitic. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this may seem like a minor change, but it has significant consequences. Anti-Semitism is both discriminating against somebody because, say, for example, they're an Orthodox practicing Jew, or because of their ethnic origin. There's a number of Jews who are not practicing Judaism, but they're Jews by ethnic origin. It doesn't matter whether you're discriminating against that person because of their actual religious practices or just because they're Jewish, irrespective of their religious practice. Both of those are anti-Semitic, and now this definition of anti-Semitism includes both Judaism and ethnic origin, and it's already had an impact with regards to the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights.
Now, this originated in a 2011 case that happened at Rutgers University, where there was an alleged discrimination against Jewish students. However, the Obama administration pretty much ignored it, closed the case, and now it's been reopened. So hence, this whole redefinition has come out.
Yeah, Kenneth Marcus leads the U.S. Education's Department of Office for Civil Rights, and he stated that the office was, quote, ill-equipped to recognize anti-Semitism when it sees it and is failing in its mission to protect Jewish students. He recently reopened this 2011 investigation into Rutgers University in connection with alleged discrimination against Jewish students. There's a number of Jewish students that attend Rutgers University. And at Rutgers and what we see, Matt, in other universities, there is a rising tide of anti-Semitism targeted against Jewish students. Some of this is being fueled by radical Palestinian liberation organizations, student organizations, some of which are being funded in part by the Muslim Brotherhood or some of their offshoots of the Muslim Brotherhood to bring anti-Semitism to college campuses.
Yeah, the anti-Semitism runs rampant. They try to disguise it by saying they're against the Israeli government. They're in support of the so-called Palestinian state, something that does not exist. And there's the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement that is just anti-Semitism wrapped up and disguised by leftists as just that, as anti-Semitism.
Yeah. You know, this starts all the way back biblical history. I mean, God refers to Israel his precious treasure, but you see all throughout history how the Jews have been oppressed and discriminated against.
Yeah, and the Obama administration, they closed this 2011 case involving Rutgers University. They ignored evidence that suggested that the school allowed a hostile environment for Jewish students. Kenneth Marcus, who now leads this department in the Office for Civil Rights of the Department of Education, said he's going to vacate the 2014 decision of the Obama administration. He's going to reexamine the conservative Jewish group's cause, not as a case of religious freedom, but as possible discrimination against an ethnic group. So here's the difference. If you look at this and say, well, this Jewish group or these Jewish students were being discriminated against at, say, Rutgers University as an example, and they say, well, the anti-Semitism is only defined as religious freedom. Well, they're not stopping them from worshiping or going to synagogue on Sabbath. They're not forcing them to eat pork. They're not forcing them, for example, to remove a yarmulke. Well, so that's only on religious freedom. But what if they're targeting them because they're Jewish students? What if, for example, in some universities, you've had eviction notices put on the Jewish students' dorms, and that has happened? You had swastikas put there. That's not stopping their religious freedom, but if you don't define discrimination against Jews because of their fact that they're Jews as anti-Semitism, then you'll say, well, they're not being interfered with in their ability to worship. Well, not all Jews are religious, obviously, but they're targeted, and they're frankly, the Palestinian pro-Palestinian, the Palestinian liberation groups, the Liberate Palestine student organizations, the radicalism that you're seeing happen, they don't care whether some of these Jewish students are practicing Judaism. They don't care whether they're Orthodox, for example. They just care that they're Jews.
All right.
They don't like Jews. They don't like Israel. And so these Jewish students are ultimately the brunt of discrimination on campuses, and that anti-Semitism is on the rise, unfortunately.
Right, and Marcus is saying any kind of acts like that against them is considered a racist endeavor.
Right.
We should, we shouldn't be surprised either that it was the Obama administration that kind of put a halt to it. That President Obama revealed himself as an anti-Semite over and over again, throwing his support behind Hamas, the Palestinian Authority, really the most
Iran.
Iran, the largest supporter of a terrorist state.
People associated with him, remember, tried to work against, talk about influencing another country's election. People associated closely with President Obama tried to work against the re-election of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, tried to stop the Likud party.
Yeah, interfered, colluded to interfere with a with an election, a foreign government colluding to interfere with an election, huh?
And Marcus says anyone who acts to, quote, deny the right of the Jewish people to self-determination on the grounds that the state of Israel's existence is a racist endeavor or applies double standards to Israel that it does not apply to any other democratic country will be deemed an anti-Semite, close quote. Now, that also not only applies to what the policies of the university are or students on campus that target Jews, but it should also apply to some of the professors as well, who definitely target Israel, and they say that it's racist. Target Israel and say that they're the oppressor, they're the occupier. You know, the UN, for example, is frankly anti-Semitic. And if you look at the policies of the UN, policy and after policy, resolution after resolution after resolution is passed against Israel. Say, for example, when Hamas, the terrorist organization, fires hundreds of rockets into the southern part of Israel, and they shoot them towards places that are populated with kids that attend elementary school. In fact, in the southern part of Israel, near Gaza, where you could actually go there, Sderot, and look across and see Gaza, the playground for the little kids looks like a normal playground. There's a big worm there. And what's that worm for? Well, the worm has an entrance at a couple of different places. It is a bomb shelter. So the little kids playing on their swings in their playgrounds, if a rocket gets launched against them, which often does by Gaza, the Hamas terrorist organizations, the little kids know that they jump off their swings and they run to this worm that's a big worm, has a funny-looking, smiling face on it, and it is a reinforced bomb shelter for the kids. Now, is there a resolution against Hamas doing that? No. But if Israel then goes after them and targets a place that has a cache of weapons, guess what? There's a resolution that comes out right away. There's a brand new emergency meeting at the UN to condemn Israel. There's no resolutions that you see coming out against Iran and North Korea or some of these other countries, but resolution after resolution against Israel. And this anti-Semitism continues to increase. When you speak to Jews in Israel, one of the things that they are concerned with is that we're almost at the equivalent of the mid-1930s when you look at what happened in Nazi Germany. There was this dehumanization of Jews, and then eventually it continued to progress. Stand with us as we continue to stand for truth and righteousness. You can join us in our amazing experience in Israel in 2019 at the end of March, first week of April. when we're going to Israel, we encourage you to join us. Go to cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org/tour to sign up for this amazing life-changing experience in Israel 2019, cidisrael.org/tour. You can also go to lc.org. Remember the Ministry of Liberty Council with your prayers and your financial partnership. Go to our online store and go to the donate button to learn how you can partner with this ministry.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.